doing her wrong, and I still don't understand how you could call yourself a man when I was a part of a plan. You just up and ran, left my mama stuck doing what she can. No father figure visit, we survived off government assistance. I remember her asking God to fix it, having faith that everything will be okay. And God delivered with no delay, clothes on our back and a place to stay. God, my umbrella, that's how I shelter the weather. It ain't easy, but keep your faith, that's how I get better. To my loved one, this thing that we got is forever, forevermore. God, my umbrella, that's how I shelter the weather. It ain't easy, but keep your faith, that's how I get better. To my loved one, this thing that we got is forever, forevermore. It was me, big sis, and our mother. All we had was each other. From up home to them Kelly Land apartments, laughing at it, living color. She took care of baby brother. My mama work and she struggled with no help. Everything she went through, you know we felt. But one thing, she never left. That's why I love her to death. Me and Tanya got you forever. To the rest of the families, we pray y'all get together. The things are starting to fade away. To my grandpa, Sherman, Dorothy, Aretha, depending on me, we'll miss y'all.
Hot boy screw.
God, my umbrella, that's how I shelter the weather. It ain't easy, but keep your faith, that's how I get better. To my loved one, this thing that we got is forever, forevermore. God, my umbrella, that's how I shelter the weather. It ain't easy, but keep your faith, that's how I get better. To my loved one, this thing that we got is forever, forevermore.
All we got is us, man.
Harris, man.
Having unity is everything right now.
All we got.
People steady dying.
Hearts losing
each other. All we can do is pray and sit back and wait
until the doors are open for us, for us to be with the rest of the family.
Thank God for a sane mind. So hard right now, dealing with all this pressure. What I got going on? I'll be alright though.
This is KAYTFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And so people everywhere, in every corner of the world, struggle with storms in their lives. No one is exempt. They vary from health to money, to family, to work, to unruly kids, to car problems. Guess what? We all have them. How many know that life be lifing? But by the wonderful grace of God, just know this morning, church, that you can make it and you will make it. God, in his great wisdom, speaks to Paul, who in turn speaks to us, and provides the help that we need in the midst of these storms. If we place our faith in God and trust him, we will make it to the other side of the storm. How many know that we'll make it? We will make it to the other side of the storm. Having a friend to confide in and having good, solid disciplines is good. But both of them have limits. We can find ourselves in storms that would just overwhelm our friends. We can find ourselves in storms that can make us forget about good, solid disciplines. Church, we must have faith and trust in God completely. I mean completely. So in this text, Paul is in trouble. The ship he is on has been caught up in a raging gale, the scripture says, for 14 days. It's dark and the crew had been sounding the depth of the water. That means they were measuring the depth of the water, and they know that the boat is moving quickly into shallow water. The sea anchors have been thrown out from the stern, are not holding. They can hear the waves crashing on the rocks. And if that boat hit the rocks, they know that they all will die. You see, Church, Paul was a seasoned traveler. He knew that it was unwise to sail the seas that time of the year. Verse 10 of the text says, he says unto them, "Sir, I perceive that this voyage will be hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives." Paul had warned them, church. Paul says, "I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to this ship and cargo, and even to our own lives." Paul warned them, church, but they didn't listen. And many times in our lives, we could have avoided the storms if we had heeded the warning. But instead, we simply pressed ahead blindly by our selfish desires and then find ourselves in a storm and blame God and cry out, "Why me?" And the answer to why is simply that we did not listen to the storm warning that was there all the time. Has there been a time in your life that you found yourself in a storm simply because you didn't want to listen to anybody else? Mama was trying to tell you something. Daddy was trying to tell you something. Grandma was trying to tell you something. Granddaddy was trying to tell you something. Uncle Junior, he was trying to tell you something. Aunt Mary was trying to tell you something. The teacher at the school was trying to tell you something. Your husband or your wife was trying to tell you something. The preacher, the deacons, they were trying to tell you something, but you wouldn't listen. Has there been anybody in your life that was trying to tell you something that was going to be helpful to you, but because you wanted to do your own thing and you did not want to listen to anybody, you have found yourself in a storm that was hard to get out of? And so in the text, the centurion and the captain of the ship didn't listen to Paul because they thought that Paul didn't know anything about sailing. They thought that the only thing Paul knew how to do was preach and teach about the Lord. But they didn't realize that Paul had been sailing before and that he had been shipwrecked before. And since Paul had been sailing before and had been shipwrecked before, Paul knew what he was talking about when he told them to hold off from sailing until better weather came along. Not only did they see Paul as a preacher, they also saw Paul as a prisoner who needed to be transported to Rome. And even in that part, there's a lesson. And the lesson is, church, be careful how you look at other people. Don't be so quick to pass judgment on people just because they may not have a college degree, or they don't live where you live, or they don't speak proper English, or because they might be too old, or they might be too young, because God can use anyone to give you some common sense at any time. And that's what Paul was trying to do with the centurion and the captain of the ship. Give them some common sense, to give them some wisdom in going about sailing in the sea. But because they rejected Paul's advice, they found themselves stuck in a storm. I don't know, church, if you have noticed, but life is not always smooth sailing. The world which we are living in today is passing through difficult times. Our communities are passing through difficult times. Our nation is passing through difficult times. And many of us as individuals and families are passing through difficult stormy seas and through deep turbulent waters. There are times in our lives when, like Paul, it seems we are headed for the rocks, when the forces that shape our destiny seems to be beyond our control. So in the text, someone decided that the only way to survive was to abandon ship. After days of battling the storm, they began to lose hope. And the text says, as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, in verse 30, when they had let down the boat into the sea, Paul tells them that they are wrong. Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. So on my way to heaven this morning, church, I want to tell you, don't lose hope. The only way to survive is to stay in the ship. Why? Well, a few nights earlier, Paul had a dream. Look at verse 23. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, say, fear not, Paul. God told Paul that he was definitely going to make it safely to Rome, where he would stand trial before Caesar and bear witness to the gospel. In other words, God's plan is greater than any storm, church. So I want to say this morning, stay with the ship, saints. Don't abandon ship. Stay with God, saints. Let us stay so close to one another, as the old people would say, so close till one can't fall without the other. Stay with the ship. Don't abandon the fellowship. I heard somebody say, what a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Safe and secure from all alarms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. Don't abandon the ship, saints. Stay with God. God's plan is greater than any storm. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. Because it is in moments like these that God's presence become apparent. Pray unto God, and he will answer your prayers. Yeah. Seek him right now, and you will find him. Just make sure you search for him with your whole heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Paul said, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, verse 23. Paul was totally devoted to God. He acknowledged that he belonged to God, and it was to his cause that he was entirely devoted. How many of us can make that claim today, church? How many of us can make that claim? God is looking for servants who will exemplify humility